Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. Kakos moves to second. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kakos moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kakos scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Graham moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Graham scores. Platt moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kakas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Dillinger scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Severs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Platt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Severs moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Severs moves to third. Platt moves to second. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kakas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Platt. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobie hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 4, Indians, 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4. And the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Moss takes first base on ball four. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Berardino hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger catches it and throws to second to double up Boudreau. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kakas takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Berardino covering, for the out. Kakas moves to second. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Graham is walked intentionally. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ned Garver pinch runs for Les Moss. Schirmlaller pinch hits for John Sullivan. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini now playing shortstop. Schirmlaller now catching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Platt. Doby reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kakas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Browns. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Ken Keltner. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.